Masonry and certainly the cults for many, many years. He has a wonderful ministry called Saints Alive, and you'll get a lot of information by going there. And of course, Ed is just getting over. He's had some illness here, but fortunately, he's back in good shape, and we're so pleased to have him with us. Ed, thank you so very much for being with us today.
I'm just delighted to be there, and I've been listening to your intro, and the last time I was on radio was in Salt Lake, and they introduced me as the most hated man in America, so...
Well, that was because you were discussing Mormonism at that time, I never knew Mormon. I didn't like them. Wonderful people, but they got real problems with their theology, not realizing, of course, the relationship between Mormon theology and Masonry.
That's right. Well, you got to remember that Mormonism, particularly in the temple rituals, is founded on Masonry, and that the first five presidents of the Mormon Church were heavily involved in Freemasonry, and they took particularly the ritual of the Blue Lodge, the first three degrees of Freemasonry, and added it to their temple ritual and wrapped everything around that subject, so that a person who has been a Mason would be amazed to go into a Mormon temple and suddenly discover that they're swearing blood oaths, saying the same things that they've said in the middle of the rituals that they've done in Freemasonry. Same handshake, same signs, same tokens, same penalties.
Do you think that the average Mormon has any idea of the occult foundation of their religion?
No, they don't. In fact, I think they're oblivious to it. And when you go in and you see the occult signature on the architecture and the pentagram sitting above all the doors of the temples and things like that, you're amazed that they don't go beyond, oh, aren't those pretty inverted five-pointed stars up there? They don't actually look at what the depth of the ritual is, and they're blinded by, the Bible says, the God of this world.
Well, they've actually tried to kill you a couple of times, haven't they, for bringing out the truth?
A few times I've managed to survive them. The Bible says that you take any poison, that you won't be hurt, but I have to get a better definition when I get to heaven, because I was poisoned with seven times the lethal amount of arsenic in my system, and that was some years ago, and I still suffer today. In fact, today I was in the bathroom and noticing that I have arsenic problems with my scalp. It sometimes gets boils on there from the arsenic still in my system. So it goes on, but Paul said, so what? I'm here for the long pull, Paul said, and that's the way I feel about it.
Well, I think that you're just about a little younger than I am, and we're called to try to educate people about this spiritual battle that's going on. And there's so many false religions out there, and of course, when we talked before we went on the air, you were mentioning that Masonry is losing an awful lot of people, isn't it?
Well, it is. In the state of Washington, where I live, we have more Masons dying every year than you have going into Masonry. And that's even though they are no longer requiring you to come up and shake them hard, shake them hard to get them to tell you anything about Masonry. Today they are actually doing active recruitment, and they're putting ads in the newspapers and stuff, and they're having, when you go to any of the fairs, we're really big on state and county fairs here, and when you go to any of the fairs, you'll find the Masons there with booths seeking converts, seeking to bring people in, because they're losing them as fast as they go in.
Well, of course, one of the things that bothers me is that in a free society, you can't get a fair trial if you've got a Masonic judge, or you've got a Masonic prosecutor, defense attorney, or Masons on the jury, because they're required. Well, we'll talk more of that about that.
I just dealt with that again yesterday, and let's go back to that when we come back.
Okay, we'll do it as soon as we get back here with Ed Decker.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clean. And healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Ed Decker of the Saints Alive. And go ahead and tell us a little bit about, we were talking about getting a fair trial.
A fellow called me the other day, and then we began doing some email exchanging. He was trying to minister to his father, who was a Mason.
I sent him to you, Ed.
It's the guy, yeah. He's been driving me nuts. He's probably listening today. Hi.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But he's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy, and he's got a real reason, and it got me doing a lot of research and thinking about this. And what he said was that my father understands that what they swear oaths to protect each other and everywhere, higher, and, of course, when you're dealing in courts of law and so forth, murder and treason accepted. What it means, rape and theft and child abuse and pedophilia and all the other things are okay, but his father said there was an oath in which it was murder and treason not accepted, and his father would not believe him that that was there, and where was it? So I did some searching around, and it comes up in the Royal Archmason's ritual in which he swears, and I'm going to quote it: "I will aid and assist a companion Royal Archmason when engaged in any difficulty and espouse his cause, so as far as to extradite him from the same, if in my power, whether it be right or wrong. A companion Royal Archmason's secrets, given to me as such, and I knowing him to be such, shall remain as secure and inviolable in my breast as in his own, murder and treason not accepted."
Okay, Father. Now is that the Royal Arch? In other
That's
words,
the
is,
Royal
that
Arch.
Than, is that different than Scottish Rite?
No, it's the Royal Arch within the Scottish Rite.
Oh, the Royal Arch within the Scottish Rite.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, fine. Well, I hope you got that to him, and you know.
And when you think about that, we had a guy here, a very wealthy industrialist here in the Seattle area some years back, who was arrested for sexually abusing his grandson. I mean, in a violent and long-term way, and he was taken to court for it, and the Masonic judge came in the second day after they went through the charges, and he had said something the day before, and he said, "I am very sorry, but I have to dismiss the charges in this case because I did an irrevocable error yesterday and he will not get a fair trial. And because of that, I have to dismiss the case. It can never be tried again. And the judge took a reprimand from the Masonic Bar Association or Judges Association or wherever they are here in the state of Washington also. But he would rather take that censure, which didn't mean anything, than to let his brother go into court and have this revealed and be penalized for sexually assaulting his little grandson.
That's, I wonder how often this actually does occur.
It happens all the time.
Now, this is the thing. I think that our listeners need to know it does happen all the time. And this is one reason we should not be swearing oaths. Our oath is to the Constitution and to God, not to any organization to protect other people, even if they're guilty of crimes. And, of course, I'm sure that the father of this gentleman has been getting in touch with you. Probably has never got to this other level of masonry, probably, because it's at a lower level that they accept murder and treason. It's only at the higher level. That's getting pretty high up. The Royal Arch is fairly high, isn't it, then?
Well, it's where you learn the sacred name of God. When you learn the secret name of God is Jobulon, which stands for Jehovah, Baal, and Osiris. You know, and you, as you get into these higher levels, you learn that the sacred name of Freemasonry is Abaddon, which in the Bible in Revelations 9:11 says that the demons of the pit of hell have a king over them, and his name is Abaddon.
Right.
You know, and you got to wonder, particularly there are so many pastors and Christian men involved in Freemasonry, you have to wonder if they leave their brains, you know, at the door of the lodge building.
Well, is that in Morals and Dogma? Where would that be if people want to research it?
Which one?
The one about Abaddon and about...
Oh, you can find that in Duncan's Ritual, or you can contact me. It's on my website, actually.
Okay. Duncan's Ritual. Is that a book you can get from the Masonic companies?
Well, you can order it. You go to Amazon.com or go to eBay, probably the easiest place to get one of those, because they have an amazing amount of... material available that people not really knowing what it's all about release it, but we have a lot of that available on our website, and some of our brethren who we link to in Ephesians 5:11 have that material completely.
Great. All right, fine. Well, then, ladies and gentlemen, why don't you give the people your website so they'll know how to get in touch with you?
Well, it's simply saintsalive.com, www.saintsalive, all one word, .com.
All right,
fine. Right there.
And I certainly recommend the website to you and the material that Ed puts out. He's been at this for a long time, and I've learned a lot about masonry from him.
Well, it's a shock, isn't it, when you just realize that old Slewfoot doesn't change his tactics very much. You know, you go back to the first century with the Essenes being the apron wearers and having a Gnostic theology and so forth. When you see that, and you see the Mormons and the Masons all rise up, they're all wearing aprons. They're all Gnostics. They all have secret information, secret materials and books and so forth. And they are, you know, within their level, they're above the lower class. They're the elite. And every one of these groups comes right out of the Bible. It comes right out of the same kind of lies that we're operating in the Old Testament, operating today in the Lodge.
And, of course, we're all intrigued by this idea of something secret. It wouldn't be wonderful if we could get that secret. And then, of course, you begin to find out very obliquely that when you have the secret, you are going to have tremendous power. And that would really be sort of an intriguing idea, you know, except, of course, that you're going to spend eternity in hell. But they don't tell you that, and they tell you that you're going to get ahead, and you do get ahead. If you're working for a company that's owned by a Mason, you're going to get promoted over everybody else.
In the oath, in one of the Masonic oaths, well, a number of the Masonic oaths, it says that they swear that they will, in fact, it's in part of the Royal Arch degree as well, that they swear that if they have an opportunity to hire two people, you know, there's a job open, and there's a Mason out there who could do the job, that he's to be hired over anybody else. And so you see these being brought in. And of course, we had the same problem here in the Hanford nuclear site, which is now closed down. But back in the old days, they had a Mormon who was in charge of personnel, and he just filled that whole city up and that whole operation up with Mormons. We had a recall election in Issaquah, Washington, where they got rid of the They got rid of the Mormon leaders there in the school board, and because they were meeting clandestinely, and they were bringing in all the teachers and all the administrators that were coming in were Mormons. They were filling up all the jobs of Mormons, and the Masons and the Mormons, they do the same thing.
Well, now, what did you want to talk about specifically today?
We got talking the other day, and we're talking about things never change, and I've also been studying Islam for some time, and I've put out a little book called Understanding Islam, the Mystery Religion. And as I began researching it back a few years back, I discovered that there are unbelievable parallels between Mormonism and Islam. And I went to Utah State University, which is up in Logan, Utah, a while back when I was in the middle of this study. And I did a teaching there. It was called Mormonism, the American Islam. And Utah State University is a land-grant college. And it, because of that, for back when I was there in the early 50s, we had a lot of Muslims there. And today, it's a very heavy Muslim area, of all places, northern Utah. And so when I got there, the biggest conference facility there was packed out down the hallways, out in the street. The Muslims had set up booths all around the place. I thought I was going to have problems with the Mormons, but the problems I had were with the Muslims, who became very violent, very angry. It became a very difficult situation. We spent several days there talking to Muslim leaders, and it was a knockdown, drag-out time for me. And as I began to research it, I came up and said, you know, there's nothing new under the sun. You know, Muhammad and Joseph Smith, they were each the God's final prophet. Muhammad said he was the end of all the prophets. Joseph Smith said he's God's only true prophet, and he holds the keys to this last dispensation. In fact, holds it over Jesus. Muhammad went to a cave to pray and receive revelation and vision, and there the angel Gabriel met him. Joseph Smith went to a grove of trees and prayed and fell down and went into sort of a trance, and the angel Moroni appeared to him. Muhammad established Islam, which was the only true faith. Joseph Smith set up Mormonism, which was the only true faith. Muhammad says, you know, dealing with the unbeliever, Muhammad says, slay the unbelievers. That's what the Quran says. And then Joseph Smith said all the other churches are a filthy in God's sight and an abomination to the whore of Babylon. Both came from illiterate backgrounds, seemingly. Joseph Smith was an illiterate farm boy, and Muhammad was a camel driver. And then you see that there were con artists. Muhammad went around killing, robbing caravans, raping and pillaging with his men, and one time decided that he wanted to be with the Jews. Then he decided, because they wouldn't receive him, to kill the Jews. And in one time, he and his army brought 1,000 Jewish men into one place and beheaded every one of them. Joseph Smith was a scam artist, a glass looker. He stole not only money in the Kirkland Banking Society that he set up, but he also stole other men's wives. And, of course, both Muhammad and Joseph Smith treated women like trash. They were property to be abused. Both were polygamists. Religions are religions of pedophilia and child abuse. It's rampant in Mormonism. It's unbelievably bad in Islam. They both came up with the perfect book, the Quran and the Hadith for Muhammad, and Smith had the Book of Mormon, the Pearl of Great Price, and the Doctrines and Covenants. These are perfect books, both of them said, and the Bible is to be very wary of the Bible. They use the Bible, but they don't trust the Bible. You know, it's interesting that the word love does not appear in the I was looking through the index to find some of these things in the Quran. The word love does not appear in the index of the Quran.
Oh, I'm not surprised. And anyway, we're going to be back in just a few moments with Ed Decker. And if you're a Mormon, understand that, you know, I've never met a Mormon I didn't like. But you need to read the history of your church and understand its roots are in Masonry. We'll be right back here with Ed Decker. Proper nutrition is absolutely essential for good health, but most people just don't eat right. Did you know that vitamin C is essential for our health? It's responsible for our collagen, for our bone. It's an excellent antioxidant that protects our immune system, but we can't produce it. Every other animal in the world can produce it except for fruit bats, hamsters, and human beings, and that's why we need vitamin C supplements. Most people are vitamin D deficient during the winter months, and certainly those who work indoors are vitamin D deficient during the entire year, and you need supplements. If you'd like to learn about the various health books and tape sets and videos and other health products that are available at Radionivity, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the Radionivity Health Catalog.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is unavailable. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest this afternoon is Ed Decker. We're talking about the Mormon faith, and we're talking about the Muslim faith because there are many similarities between them. Go ahead, pick up the story there.
Well, you know, we talk about the Jesus of the Bible being to bring life, but yet in the Book of Mormon, as you study the Book of Mormon, you realize that that the Jesus of the Book of Mormon, when he went to the cross, he brought death and destruction to something like 16 major cities. I could read the names of them to you, but it says that the highways were broken up and a terrible destruction of land. The earth was carried up into the city of this. The seas rolled and so forth. Who did all this? It was Jesus who said that I have come to do this. When he went to the cross, the Book of Mormon talks about the destruction of approximately 2 million innocent inhabitants of the Book of Mormon country. And you wonder that Jesus would be doing this. You know, he says that he came to save other people. The Jesus of the Book of Mormon was doing it by killing every living creature. and you begin to wonder if this was the Jesus of the Bible. As you study the religion of Islam, you find that it's fraught with murder and death, and its emblem is the sword. And you either convert to Islam or you die by the sword. Yet, you know, when Jesus was in Samaria, if you remember that, he was on his way to Jerusalem, and the Samaritan village rejected the Savior in chapter 9, and his disciples, James and John, they got really upset, and they said, "Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, just as Elijah did?" And Jesus rebuked them and said, "You do not know what manner of spirit you are, for the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them." And they obviously went off to another village. But you have totally different aspects and views of the nature of Christ, the nature of God, and the nature of what man is to expect from God. When you don't even have the word love in your scripture, you've got an issue to deal with. And so we see this parallel, but again, Dr. Stan, we see this in Freemasonry, we see it in Mormonism, we see it in the cults, we see it in, you know, in these false religions that pop up here and there. They have to bring death, and they have to destroy the Word of God. They have to destroy who Jesus is. They have to destroy the loving relationship that we have to God through Christ. And they rip that down. They put it so that your righteousness is only how other men value you.
Well, you know, it seems that there's a great deal of Gnosticism within Masonry. Is there a lot of, Gnosticism within Mormonism as well?
Well, of course there is. That's, you know, back when I spent 20 years as a Mormon, something like only about 25 to 30% of the Mormons were worthy enough to earn the right to go into the Mormon temple and go through the rituals and so forth. And there we were learning secret things that we were not allowed to share with anybody outside the temple. And so some of these men and women who today spend their lives going into the Mormon temple and they do their vicarious work for all the living, in fact, the living and the dead. And it was interesting that Adolf Hitler is a Mormon vicariously. It doesn't matter who you are. If they get your name, you're going to be dipped into the waters vicariously by somebody. And so there are all these rituals tied to this, and it's a very, very clandestine thing. It's a very sacred thing. It's very hush hush. And you, if you're a temple Mormon or you're a temple worker, you have this level of righteousness and Gnostic knowledge above all the rest of the Mormons.
Well, now, of course, you're talking about the baptism of the dead. Is that what you're speaking of?
Well, they do the baptism of the dead, but they also go through all the temple ritual for the dead as well. And they marry dead people in the temple. They do the marriage ceremonies, they do all these kinds of things. And when you go to the temple, after you've taken out your own oaths, you've done your own endowment work, then you can go there and you can, again, go in there and you go in and they give you a name of a dead person and then you go there in his stead. You go, if it's a husband and wife, then probably that same day somebody over in the women's section is going through being set apart for that wife.
Well, it's really it's very, very strange, but good people can get, you know, trapped in anything. We see this, I'm sure, within certain things, even within the Protestant Church today, as the message and the music of the Protestant Church are changing, and so many good people are simply going along because they're not firmly grounded in the Scriptures. Would you think that would be a fair assessment?
Well, I see men who are not called of God and who get into these positions and they can sway people. Most assuredly, they begin to then, you know, you become, you know, your right standing in the church is kind of evaluated by this man or by his elders or whatever. I see it in some churches, yeah.
Hold that. We'll be right back with Ed Decker.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odor are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Ed Decker, and we're simply talking about some of the problems that we have today as people get further and further away from the gospel. Ed was talking about a talk he gave in Utah comparing the Mormon faith with the Muslim faith. Now, what happened with the Muslims? Were they pretty angry with you?
Well, they were physically angry. We had to have help keeping me from getting beat up. I mean, they were climbing over the podium after me. They were not happy people. But again, they've been raised that nobody can say anything negative about Allah or Islam in any way, shape, or form. That it's a heinous offense to do that. And so, if I was up there doing that, I was literally, it was like I was blaspheming by suggesting that. There was something going on between Islam and Mormonism as being in parallel with one another. That was a horrendously offensive thing to them.
Well, you know, the thing is that they may not agree with you, but if they're going to be in America, they have to acknowledge that people have a right to a different opinion. And
well,
they don't have a right to threaten anybody because they do disagree with them. And, I mean, if you really want to live in America, you can be offended, but not to be, you know, take physical violence against somebody who says, you know, Christianity is a terrible religion and Jesus never existed, it's all a fraud. I'm offended by that, but I don't have a right to go up and hit them.
Well, that's the case, and I think that we see this. I think the people in the United States are getting very, very cautious. I think that Islam is a violent religion, and I think that if you're going to be a fundamentalist within Islam, and I have a book called Understanding Islam. It's a small book that talks about what really Islam is, and there's over a billion Muslims in the world. But even in the United States, they claim 6 million Muslims. But if you take you know, let's say 90% of these people, and I believe this is true, are trying to live lives of peace. They left where they were to come to America where they can, their women aren't going to be circumcised, and their daughters are not going to be circumcised, and they're going to be able to, the women are going to be able to go to college, they're going to be able to go to school, they can live normal lives of peace and prosperity. But if you took the 6 million and you took 10% who believed in the fundamental aspects of the jihad theology of the house of war and the house of peace, and that the house of war is the non-believer and the house of peace is Islam, and the world must be converted to the house of peace by every means possible, even killing off the house, the people of the house of war. If you've got just 10% of that, that's 600,000 people in the United States who believe that. And then if you take just 10% of those and you turn them into the crazies, and you've got 60,000 of them, and if you take 10% of those to the ones who are willing to strap bombs on themselves, you know, you've got, what is that, 6,000 people in the United States that are ready at the word of their imam to strap a bomb to them and walk into a store or into a school. That's the thing that's frightening, and you don't see that kind of insanity in the Christian faith.
Well, you know, Chris, the fortunate thing is we really haven't had this sort of thing. In fact, I'm surprised we haven't, but we have not had these isolated acts of terrorism or terror bombing or derailing of our trains or attacks on our aircraft. Or really, I think it's amazing that maybe we may be exaggerating the threat of terrorism. I'm not saying that there won't be other terrorist attacks, but I still have serious reservations as I contemplate what happened on September 11th, especially when at least six of the people are alive and well over in the Middle East. Maybe very little of what we've been told is absolutely true. Well, anyway, what about this book that you've written? Does this go at all into the Muslim faith, and would this be something our listeners would want to get?
Yeah, it would be, and what I was going to suggest is that I have three books that I've written recently. One deals with Freemasonry. It's called The Question of Freemasonry. I have another book that's called Understanding Islam, the Mystery Religion. And I have another one called Tomorrow Night with Love, which opens up the inner belly of Mormonism. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to send you about 20 each of those to your office. And then those people who want to give and support your ministry, let them send the first 20 of each of those books, send in a gift to your ministry to support this radio program, and then you can give those books out. Is that a choice?
We'd love to get them, because I know your material is good, and you've been at it for a long time. In fact, I got a couple of your books on Masonry in my library there. I was just looking the other day, and there's Ed Becker's What You Should Know About Masonry? Was something like that.
Yeah, well, I had one called Masonry from Dark Beyond the Light or something like that, and I even forget the names of them. It's been so, you know, I've written so many books on the subject that I get lost in them. So just know that I know what I'm talking about with Freemasonry, and I came out of a family of Masons that went back to 1805 that I can verify. Every male member of my family has been a Mason since that time except me. And my father was a Mason who repented of it after the Masons poisoned me in Scotland. And he went to heaven, set free from that stuff in his late 80s. And it was a real battle for his soul because they held him in such bondage that he had fear in his heart to go to heaven until he got set free.
Well, you know, the thing is, it's really amazing how so many people who've been in Masonry, I've talked to them, 32nd degree Masons who came out, and they are afraid. They're afraid to come on the radio. They're afraid to talk about it. They're afraid to talk about the oaths, even though that they realize, of course, that this is a demonic and Luciferian religion.
That's right. And this young man's father, even if he's swearing oaths that he'll hide their secrets with treason and murder accepted, why is he hanging out with a crowd that would swear oaths like that to begin with?
Sure.
You know, the Bible's so clear. It says that you swear, Jesus said, to swear no oath at all. Your yes, but yes, your no, no. And he said, anything of that comes from the evil one.
Well, of course, what this young man had told me was that he'd tell his father all these things. His father would be just about convinced. Then he'd go down to the lodge and they'd give him all the reasons why, you know, his son was wrong and that they were right. And so then the father would come back and was dissuaded. But I simply suggested to him to ask his father about, you know, where they go when they die. And, of course, they go to stand before the great white throne
great
of
white
justice.
Stand before the great white throne judgment, which is the judgment of the damned.
The judgment of the damned. And every Mason knows that, but he's so busy going to Masonic meetings, he never reads the Revelation. And in the Revelation, it tells you that. I mean, the great white throne of judgment is the judgment of the damned, and every Mason will stand there. And they're looking forward to it. That's the frightening thing. They really don't understand.
The judgment of the damned, you know. I mean, it's clueless.
I know. Well, our job, of course, is to educate people, and I really think that certainly they're having difficulty getting new recruits. That's fine. The only trouble is we've got so many other organizations, like, say, the Council on Foreign Relations. You trace that back to its origin, and almost everybody in the original organization was a Mason. So, I mean, the CFR is simply a front for the same goals and objectives, and we find this throughout so many of the secret societies. They all seem to be interlocked to the same ancient mystery religions. Would that be a fair statement?
I think, like I said earlier, the devil doesn't have any new stuff. He just calls it by different names, and we see this tied all the way in through, through the Illuminati and through all the Masonic organizations that began to grow out of France and England, and the tie-ins to the mystic religions of the Orient, and the tie-in to, you know, as you go into the shrine, you're right back into worshiping and bowing before Allah again. You bring, you know, the Masons bring Islam right back into the temple room, and it becomes a Muslim and Islamic secret society when you get up into the shrine, and nobody can tell me otherwise. I know better.
Well, of course, you know, they wear that little red fez, and, you know, they have the crescent and the, I don't forget what it is, the crescent, the sword, or sickle,
no,
or whatever.
I mean, it's all the same stuff. Sure. Understand, you hit upon something just before a break recently, and you said something about even within the churches, the Christian churches today, and as I've kind of studied those issues are we in right standing before God, even our home church, when you find out that the pastor and the elders or the deacons in your church are Masons, get out of that church. That's very clear. Now, when you go into a church, and I've found some, you go in there and there's five elders or board members and the pastor, and you find out that the five elders or board members give, out of a church of 500, they give 10% of all the income of the church. You find out that they're the money givers and they're the ones who control it. They're the ones who run the church, not God, not Christ. And you need to take a look at it. Your pastor needs to be one of a number of elders, and you find out somewhere whether or not the elders or the board has ever told the pastor no. You know, I know our pastor wanted to go on television, and the elders said, "We're sorry, but we're not. We don't think that's the right timing." And you know, and he said, "Oh, well, okay, I really felt it was." And they said, "Well, it's not." You know, when he sat back, and a couple of years later, we our church now has TV in the Seattle area, and it's working wonderfully, and it's in balance, and everything in God's timing. But you got to find out whether or not you got a dictator up there, or you got a board of dictators, and you got to find out what they're involved in. If they're getting their marching orders and they plan out what's going to happen in church at the lodge meeting, and then they come to church, you're in a church you don't need it to be in. It's dangerous.
Well, I think that most people don't understand that the Masons have been ordered to join the Christian churches, not because
Absolutely.
They believe in Jesus Christ, because here they contend to neutralize the church and go after any minister who has the audacity to get up and tell the truth about this spiritual battle and these sinister demonic forces that are not imaginary. They're real, and they're working in our society. They're working at every level of government today.
Yeah, I get worried about that sometimes, and I just feel that, you know, greater is he that's in me, and I have faith that God, you know, is going to protect me, protect my family. But we need to be girded up. We need to be walking righteously. We need to be in the Word. We need to understand what our authority is through Christ, because so many of the Christians don't understand what authority in Christ is and what the priesthood of the believer really is, and we abdicate it to these villains.
Amen to that. Well, I think it's so important that people really do understand that we're dealing with the spiritual forces here that are energizing an awful lot of people. And whether it be the Masons or the Rosicrucians or the Theosophers or the Skull and Bones or the myriad of other organizations that are out there, the Council on Foreign Relations, Bilderbergers, Trilateral Commission, Club of Rome, they all have a common goal, a one world government.
That's right. Well, there we are. You know, I mean, you can't change it. I mean, we're told it's going to be that way in the last days. And then we, I don't want to get into what's going on in the Mideast right now, but when I just see the whole world against Israel, when Israel's just trying to survive the demonic attack that's coming against Israel right now, and then you find out, as we are discovering that even in Israel, some of their own leadership are involved in the dark side as well, and that some of these people making decisions on the battlefield are involved in these organizations, you begin to wonder, you know, where do you turn?
Well, the only place you really can turn is the Lord, because you can, and certainly we're not going to solve this thing spiritually. But I mean, we're not going to solve it politically. I mean, not that we shouldn't be involved, but I mean, in the final analysis, until we have the majority of our people returning to the Lord and repenting of their sins and praying and asking for forgiveness, nothing's going to happen to America. And I think that everything points to the fact we're going to a war in the Middle East. What are your thoughts?
I know we're there. I can guarantee you that what's happening in Israel, in Lebanon now, I read a report just the other day about these trucks, supposedly of the refugees coming. They're loaded with ammunition, they're loaded with missiles, and all that's happening right now is rearmament. And the minute they're well armed again, you're just going to see it right back again. And you know, it's a funny thing. You know, when the United States was attacked, but in Pearl Harbor, we didn't do equal. Or what was the word that people are seeking that the Jews do a like-minded response? And when we were attacked in the Second World War in Pearl Harbor, we killed about 2 to 3 million Japanese and destroyed, wiped off the face of the earth several Japanese cities before we were through with them. We didn't fight a war that was based upon. Go find a harbor that they have and bomb that. We went in there and we went in for the kill. And you cannot fight a war where you're worrying about what the press is saying about you.
Well, you know, there are a lot of the soldiers in the IDF, the Jewish soldiers who went in there, they're calling for the impeachment of Olmert, the president. They're saying, you know, you wouldn't let us finish the job. I mean, we never should have backed out, you know. We should have finished this job.
And well, they're going to pay the price for it, I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
They will pay the price for that.
Well, I think we live in very, very dangerous and frightening times. And what the average individual has to understand is that what we recently saw in the Near East was a battle of proxies, the United States against Iran. And this is all setting up to a coming war with Iran. Why don't the American people understand that? And then how did we get to where we are? Well, it all started on 9-1-1. At least that's what they tell us. It all started with a 9-1-1 attack, and we're involved in a war on terrorism. But then a lot of what they tell us really isn't true. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men, and the ultimate goal is to create a third world war and plunge the world into chaos, and boy, I think they're well on their way to doing that, and the average American can't understand. This is all being, I believe there's somebody's following a cosmic script. What are your thoughts on that?
You can guarantee that that's what's happening. There are people who are playing with this whole situation. This is not an accidental situation that we're involved in. And anybody who thinks it is going to be sadly mistaken. We'll see as things progress. We will see what this is all about. But unfortunately, a lot of us don't want to confront that. It's not going to be pretty. You know, tomorrow, one of my daughters-in-law, my son Jason, who's been involved in my ministry, they're having their second baby. And, you know, I sit there sometimes and I look at that situation and think, oh, Lord, protect them. But then I realized that we're the Lord's, and our hand, the Lord is on our hand, and He, you know, we have faith in Him that even if things turn out the way they look like they may turn out, that we can trust God to carry us through it. We can trust God to bring us to a place in His hand, and that we can be His and extended. We can still be his ambassadors, no matter how bad the world gets. You know, we can trust God. We can stand there, and if they decide they're going to take Ed Decker and shoot me because of my writings, then I'll just get to go to heaven sooner than somebody else. It's not a fear that we walk with. It's not a worry that we have. It's a confidence that we have in our God who sent us. And that's the kind of faith that we have to walk with it all the time. And we must be bold. We must never, never back down to unrighteous mammon. Hello.
Have you ever wondered why the incidence of cancer and diabetes and heart disease is increasing in the United States? Are you eating a lot of food that's loaded with sugars in them? Or are you certainly eating prepackaged meals that are loaded with MSG? Or are you drinking Diet Coke that's loaded with aspartame? What are you doing to protect your health? What are you doing to protect the health of your family? Well, most people really don't understand the importance of good nutrition, so I've compiled a list of the books on health, the tape sets, the videos, the vitamins and minerals and herbal products that Radio Liberty carries, and the doses of the products that we recommend. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Radio Liberty Health Catalog, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And remember, proper nutrition is essential for good health.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly, I was just thinking as Ed was talking, we had to have a wonderful book. It's written by a Jewish woman. She was a Jewish Christian who was a young girl was in Hitler's Germany. The book is called Trapped in Hitler's Hell. Trapped in Hitler's Hell. It's a powerful, powerful book. We have a couple of interviews with Anita, and we're going to be putting together a four-tape set on the Holocaust with her and other people who were there during that time. So you can hear what you're not going to hear from the regular media in the United States. But anyway, it's a fascinating book, and it's available through Radio Liberty. And to understand the spirits of battle, we have another great book by our good friend Malachi Martin. It was called Hostage to the Devil. That's Hostage to the Devil. It's the story of five exorcisms. They were certified by the Catholic Church, and the book is written based upon the records of the Catholic Church about these exorcisms. And I promise you, you will never look at the world through the same eyes again after reading that book, because it had a profound impact on both myself and my wife. In fact, of course, when she first started to read the book, why, she was alone in the hotel room in Hawaii where I was attending a meeting, and as she started to read the book, the bed began to shake. And she put it down, and a little bit later she picked up the book to read it again, and the bed began to shake again. Well, she would never read the book in the hotel room again, but it's one of the most powerful books you've ever going to read. And then, of course, we have another four-tape set with Malachi Martin, The Wisdom of Malachi Martin, and these and so many other things are available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can get the Hostage to the Devil and the four tapes set by Malachi Martin. If you get them together as the Malachi Martin special at a reduced rate. And then, of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, it will begin to introduce you to what this is really all about. It has nothing to do with the battle between, the United States or the Christian West and Islam. This is all actually being engineered because they want to plunge us into a horrible and genocidal war where hundreds of millions of people will die. But why should we be surprised? I mean, we've killed 50 million unborn children here in the last 33 years since Roe versus Wade, and by outlawing DDT, we probably led to the deaths of 100 million people in third world countries from malaria. We're dealing with organized evil on a scale never before faced. And to understand what this is all about, you need, of course, to get the information from Radio Liberty. You need to get our pamphlets on $4.911. They're three little pamphlets made up of my newsletters. And if you haven't got them, you should have them, because there's a tremendous amount of great information there. And, of course, all the documentation for everything that we write is there. And then, of course, you'll certainly want to be getting my latest newsletter, but not finished yet, but it will be before long. That's the August newsletter. You'll certainly want to get my March newsletter. That's my May newsletter on immigration. It's up on the website. You can go to RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And to pull that down, you're welcome to pull it down for nothing and copy it. Begin to study, begin to understand that we're involved in the spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological battlefield. We do hope that some of you out there, if you can possibly afford it, will join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, while you get our four best tapes of the month, you get our monthly newsletter. But more than that, you'll be helping to maintain our network as we reach out across America 5 hours a day. And overall, every week we're on 60 stations. Now, we're not on 60 stations every day, but we wish we were. But we're reaching a lot of people, and we're building a foundation of people who really understand what's going on. That's my goal, to reach as many people as we can in the time allotted to us. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our website, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for America. Please pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
You are listening to GCN.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests. And today our guest is Maria Donnelly, and we're going to be talking about the movement today to take away property from people, about Agenda 21, about an amazing program, really an international program, devised by a group of people of great wealth, and their goal is to take away property rights. And of course, property, the right to possess and own property, is the very essence of freedom. And there are people out there who do not believe in freedom. They're elitists. There are people of great wealth who would take the freedom away from the average individual under the guise of, preserving the ecology, or preserving the fishes, or preserving the endangered species, or preserving the water. Or they have all sorts of reasons why they want it, but none of them is really the true one. The true one is they wanted to take away property rights, because if you can take away property's rights, you take away people's freedom. Our guest is Maria Donnelly. Maria, thank you so very much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me, Dr. Stan.
Well, tell us how you got involved in this and what you've learned since you have been involved.
Well, I've actually learned more than I wanted to learn. About a month ago, the people of Sonoma County got notices. We call them yellow slip, and they were told that their streams were going to be affected by a 100-foot setback of non-use. The county was redoing their general plan. They call it GP 2020. Well, in my head, I thought 2020 meant that this doesn't count until 2020. And then I got, and I will be affected, but I only will be affected when they redo the zoning.
Maria, are you on a regular hard-held telephone?
No, I can get on one.
Could you please? We'll get a far better sound there. We're breaking up just a little bit. But what happened up in Sonoma County, up around Sonoma? Why, of course, they sent out a directive talking about how they were going to begin taking land adjacent to streams and creeks and rivers. Maria, are you back there?
Hang on one second.
All right, fine. And, of course, what happened was that they had some meetings up there of concerned citizens, and I guess Maria and a number of other people attended these meetings and suddenly began to find out about things like sustainable development.
Right, and that's where we took a turn.
All right.
I got a notice from my realtor, actually. I did not get yellow slip by the county, although I will be. And I got yellow postcard from my realtor that told me that there was a planning commission meeting. So I went, and there were 600 people at this meeting. It was amazing. And all of them would be affected by this riparian setback. And I was appalled that our county would do this to us. And I started to, I met up with Arlene Curla, who's a good friend of mine, and we started to discuss it. And then I started to do some research, and I thought it was local. I thought that they were just trying to land grab from us on a local level, or the environmentalists were trying to put the vineyards out of business,
right.
Because that's what they're always trying to do up here. And then I started to do some research, and I realized that it's global. It isn't just us. It's all over the United States. It's all over the world, and we're just now getting hit with it.
Well, I hope that, of course, you and Arlene and the people up there can begin to educate people and make them understand that freedom is something that's very, very precious. And there really are people out there, not just in this country, but throughout the world, who have an entirely different agenda. And we're going to be back here in just a moment, and we're going to be bringing another station on. We're going to be losing some of our listeners for a few moments, so we'll be a little repetitive this next section.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative, when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcasts. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want. Fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Maria Tommy. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this afternoon is Maria Donnelly, and Maria is talking about this whole idea of Agenda 21. Now, what is Agenda 21? It is the secret agenda for the 21st century, created by a group of very wealthy and powerful men as a means of taking away your freedom. Now, Maria comes from the Santa Rosa area, and a month ago, of course, when they were basically talking about taking away property rights, of course, they were going to take, I think, 100 feet on either side of a creek or a stream or dry creek, or it didn't even matter whether there was any water there. Maybe there had been water there before. They're going to take 100 feet on either side, and some areas are going to take a couple of 100 feet, and a lot of people are going to lose a lot of their land because of this. And Maria was saying that, of course, they backed away a little on that for the time being. Now they just want to take away their water rights, but it's all about control. So you picked a story up there, Maria.
Well, it is all about control, and The sad part is that it creeped up on us slowly. I always refer back to it as the frog that you put in the cold water, and by the time it's boiled and cooked, it has no idea what happened to it. And that's how we feel, because none of us were awake. A lot of this, I've noticed the control is through the UN and through the environmentalists is has to do with non-human species, that they take control and they have more rights than the human. And I find that incredibly disturbing. But that is their agenda, is that we prepare our Earth and we prepare, well, the United States of America, to be dominated by the rights of the non-humans.
But, of course, the thing is they're really not interested in the non-humans. I mean, if they were, why, of course, they would want to clean up the forest so that the animals there would, and the critters wouldn't burn up. No, they refuse to allow, to clean up the forest so they won't burn. And they burn, and they burn up all the little critters there, and the deer, and the antelope, and... But, of course, they're using this whole scam to take away our property rights, to take away our freedom, and, of course, they're getting away with it because most people don't really believe it could be true. Do you find that if you begin talking to people about this?
I do find that, and in fact, that's the majority. They think it's just in their backyard. They think that it's some weird thing that these people in our community thought of to help save our little animals. And the more I get into it, some people just turn off. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to believe it. And
when do they take away their property?
We have a couple of very extreme environmentalists in our land rights coalition, and I love them because they were great and they were doing their own thing until they realized that the county was coming for their property. And they realized that they were heading down the wrong path with their belief system in terms of wildlife. And it doesn't have, you are so right, it has nothing to do with wildlife. It has nothing to do with, it's just arbitrary and capricious. If they were truly, if there was scientific evidence about riparian corridors and that they have to be 100 feet set back on each side, they never would have reneged on that. They would have made a scientific proof to us that it was absolutely necessary. But for them to just back down instantly because of the public screaming. It's so obvious that it's just arbitrary.
And, of course, this is really what it's all about. Of course, they will push, and then they'll back away, and they'll push, and they'll back away. But each time they push, they move a little further to take away a little more of our land rights or our water rights or our air rights. And they want to control the air we breathe. They want to control the water we drink. They want to control the land. They want to control the food. They want to control our children. It's all about control. Would that be a fair statement?
It is all about control. You can see it creeping in. In California, it's very bad, the control of our children. Children have rights. They're doing one school system is actually doing a child's bill of rights this year in the school.
We'll just go right ahead and speak right up. Don't be bashful.
Okay. You can see that the control that's coming in our public school system. You can see how their agenda is coming in. Our history books no longer talk about American history. They talk about global things. They talk about feelings. We're having a big movement out here to not actually talk about the founding fathers and what actually happened and why we're such a great country. They want to talk about the evils that were perpetrated on the people when we first landed here. They want to talk about the Mexican people that lived here first. And it's taking away the United States of America little by little. So many of these kids have never had to memorize the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence. And that's so sad that they're beginning the brainwashing so early that we're one world and we're one mind. And
Well, of course, that is the purpose of education today. It is not to educate, it's to indoctrinate.
Yeah.
And it's to indoctrinate in the belief of world government.
Mm-hmm.
It's to indoctrinate as far as this idea of socialism and collectivism and changing our attitudes and being tolerant and certainly not to believe in God because that's such a terrible thing and there is no God. And then, of course, we spend so much time on sex education and mm-hmm. death education and suicide education. By the time our seniors graduate from high school, and we compare them in tests with children from other schools like Lithuania and Latvia, our students cannot compete. And that didn't happen by accident. They know exactly what they're doing. They're raping the very souls of our children. And where is the outcry from the parents? This is what's so frightening.
Well, I think the it is frightening, and I think the parents of these kids are a generation that it's, I see it as the first generation that left. It's the first generation of the parents who are now raising the kids had gifted lives. They had lives where everything was given to them, not everyone, but on the whole. Very easy lives through the 70s, through the 80s. Money was plentiful, and we became a welfare society, and everybody got a handout, even if you were a suburban person and a kid growing up in a fairly affluent place. You still had your own way, and then we see these parents who come up, and they don't want their kids to hurt, and they don't want their kids to feel anything, and everybody has to get the same grade in school, and everybody has to be equal, and they're bringing this tolerance of everything, which is actually in part of Agenda 21. And one of the things I read, there is an aspect of it for total tolerance of everything, and therefore standing for nothing, therefore being unable to defend yourself or have a thought that is clear, and that you can make the changes that the world needs. I mean, if it wasn't for a dumbing down society, people would be awake to what's happening.
Well, of course, that old adage, you know, the people who won't stand up for anything will fall for anything.
Right.
So basically, let's get back to Agenda 21, mm-hmm. because I think Agenda 21 is so vitally important. It is the Mein Kampf. It's there. You can get it from the United Nations. Did you get your copy from the Internet, or did you get information from the Internet?
I got information from the Internet, but Agenda 21 is on the Internet.
The whole thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can download it, or you can just read it.
I think it's so important that people get a copy of it and read it, and maybe we may even pull it down and just duplicate it, so people can actually have an opportunity to understand there is a master plan for the entire world, because, of course, this came out of an international conference in Rio de Janeiro in 1992. It was led, of course, by that great humanitarian, Marie Strong, who works so closely with his good friend, Mikhail Gorbachev, who was a lifelong communist and the former dictator of Russia and the former butcher of Afghanistan, and he was in charge when they were over there slaughtering the children. But nobody ever talks about war crimes for Mikhail because, of course, he has such powerful friends in powerful places.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the things that they cover in Agenda 21? What do they want to do, and how does this impact on the individual?
They want to take away your private property. So if you come down to the level of the very local, like your neighborhood, they want your neighborhood.
All right, fine. What else do they want to do besides taking your private property under one guise or another?
Well, the Marxist plan, they want to follow that in a certain way. When Marx says that he wants to make the society as dumb as dogs or as lethargic as sleeping dogs, where we have no fight, we have nothing, and they want to push millions of people into these centered urban societies. They want to make sure that, and it is, they under the guise of environmental health and environmental rebirth, but it's not. It's a power grab by the very wealthy. They want to push us all into a socialized society where we have nothing. We will be out of our cars.
I think that's an important thing. Mm-hmm. They really want to get us out of our cars.
They want to, yeah.
And the way they're getting us out of our cars is running up the price of oil. This whole thing of the shortage of oil, and we've got to get the price up higher. It's a scam. I mean, the oil companies made $100 billion this last year, and they tell us, we're not price gouging. They made $25 billion 1 year, $100 billion the next year. But there's a purpose behind this, and the reason that the government isn't going after them is the oil companies are doing just exactly what the establishment wants. They're getting the price up. And you think it's high now, wait till it gets to $5, $6, $7, $8 a gallon. They want to get people out of their cars. And we won't do that because we like to have our cars. It's an element of freedom. It gives us a sense of freedom, and they don't want us to be free. they want to forward us into sustainable communities and sustainable housing, everything where people are bunched together so they can be watched and monitored. And have you sort of got that idea as you begin studying this, Maria?
Yes, I absolutely have that idea, and I as I see it happening, it becomes more real. The control is the very few. Well, if you look at the Communist Party, it's the very few at the top who will push down the majority and the masses of the people, the working class, and we will disappear because we will be totally controlled. With the hybrid cars, they're doing the same thing. They have incentives to buy hybrid cars. Now they want to put chips in your hybrid car so they can follow you around wherever you go and mark your mileage on some big computer that Big Brother knows about.
And they want, of course, to have those video cameras on the freeways.
Mm-hmm.
They want to have them every place so they can watch you and
right.
monitor you and control you. If there's a chip in your cell phone, they know exactly where you are all the time,
right.
every moment of the day. We'll be right back with Maria Donnelly.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's Libertees. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, New Blaine, Arkansas, 72851. or go to GCNlive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Maria Donnelly. And Maria, are you part of this program that's going to be up in Santa Rosa that they're going to be putting on, where they're going to be, I'm going to be speaking, and Michael Shaw and some others are going to be speaking about this whole program?
Oh, the Eagle Forum.
Yes.
Constitution Day breakfast. Yes. I have a charity commitment that morning, but I'm going to try to get out of it with as much integrity as I can, so that I can come over and meet you. It's going to be a fabulous program, and it is timely, and I don't know when Arlene was planning it. I'm not sure she realized how timely it's going to be.
Well, it's going to be on the 16th of September, and if anybody's interested in knowing more about it, they should call 707-539-8393 and leave their telephone number. That's 707-539-0393. That's Arlene Coolen, and she's putting this on, but I think it's going to be a great program, and there are going to be a number of people there. I'll be speaking. Michael Shaw, who heads Freedom 21 Santa Cruz, will be there, and this is in Santa Rosa, and we hope that you'll certainly want to go. It's vitally important that everybody listening here begins to learn what this is about, so that they can begin to educate others. So, well, now, what are some of the other things that are involved with Agenda 21? We've talked about takeaway property.
Mm-hmm.
What about takeaway water rights? Is this problem Orleans are having with their farm? And what about there in Santa Rosa? Are they trying to take away your water rights on your farm?
They're trying to take away our water rights there in the county property outside of the city. We're all on wells and septic tanks. And part of the property value when you buy a house or sell a house is how good your well is. It's just a fact. And do you live on the south side of town or the north side of town? And depending on where you live, in fact, neighbor to neighbor, your water quality and amount can be totally different. So you buy this, and in the state of California, you have that right. It's your inherent right. You own the water underneath your house or your land or whatever. And the general plan is now moving in this next item, which we're going on tomorrow night to battle, is they want to come out to your property, tap your well, put a meter on it, and tax you on how much water you use, tell you how much you're allowed to use a month, tell you how much they're going to charge you for water that you already own that has nothing to do with anybody else, they want to study your water table, they want to study how you use your water. I think eventually, well, they'll let us use our bathrooms just so many minutes a day.
Well, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
They've talked about, I think, 10 gallons of water a day per person. And people have to understand that they've got their people, they've infiltrated the water boards, and instead of trying to solve the problem, they spend hundreds of thousands of dollars for studies and delay, and I know where the area where I live. You know, they could have solved the water problem a long time ago. In fact, you know, 30 years ago, they were talking about putting in another major dam, which would have solved our problem for 100 years, and it was blocked, they called it, because, of course, the Zianti humpback slug. And they put on a campaign to block this well, this dam, reservoir, because of the Zianti humpback slug, and they had these letters written by environmentalists threatening to sue the county of Santa Cruz for endangering this endangered slug. And there wasn't any slug. It was all a lie. But, of course, now we have these terrible problems, and we're going to have to take the water rights away from people and limit everything. And they spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on studies and nothing to solve the problem. And they're doing this all across the country. They know exactly what they're doing. Instead of having reservoirs or dams or areas where they could store the water, why, they're doing everything they can to stop solving the problem and block efforts to solve the problem. I suspect you have the same problem up there, don't you?
Oh, we do. There are a number of ranchers and vineyard owners who have, they block their streams and they make dams and reservoirs, and that's how and it's all controlled by them. They're great stewards of the land and have done this for years and years and years, and the county now wants to come in and take their dams away.
Sure. In fact, they're taking dams down all across America, dams that create hydroelectric power and electricity. Oh, we don't want, of course. But we're using too much electricity. And there's a planned program to try to get us to conserve. Conservation. Here in California, they've doubled the price of electricity in the name of deregulation, which, of course, was sold in the name of cutting the price of electricity. They really want to change our standard of living, lower our standard of living, make electricity so expensive we won't be able to use it, and watch all those ads on television about, you know, conservation, conservation, conservation. They're programming our minds, and of course, as Rabinet had said so well, we are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes are formed. Our ideas suggested largely by people we have never heard of, and most people don't understand this is all part of the program. It's called Agenda 21. We'll be back here in just a moment with our special guest, Maria Donnelly, to talk more about the Agenda 21 program designed to take away your freedom.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Proper nutrition is absolutely essential for good health, but most people just don't eat right. Did you know that vitamin C is essential for our health? It's responsible for our collagen, for our bone. It's an excellent antioxidant that protects our immune system, but we can't produce it. Every other animal in the world can produce it except for fruit bats, hamsters, and human beings, and that's why we need vitamin C supplements. Most people are vitamin D deficient during the winter months, and certainly those who work indoors are vitamin D deficient during the entire year, and you need supplements. If you'd like to learn about the various health books and tape sets and videos and other health products that are available from Radio Liberty, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the Radio Liberty Health Catalog.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website, www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Maria Donnelly. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY out across America and the world. Of course, here on the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 464-8295. And, of course, Maria is talking about bike paths. And certainly here where we live in Santa Cruz, everything is bike paths, bike paths. We've widened the streets, but not for the cars, for the bicycles. And she's talking about a friend of hers who was putting in a housing development, and they wanted, well, why don't you tell a little bit about what happened to your friend who wanted to put in the housing development? They're going to charge him a million $100 for bike trails?
It's getting close to what they have spent, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. Of course, because every time you want to change the bike trail that was already okay by the Planning Commission, you have to go back and get another permit to change it because the environmentalists are strong-arming you. I mean, there's someone that wanted something done to the bike trail and was going to bribe for it, and extortion that's going on, just in the name of riding a bike in somebody else's neighborhood.
But of course, the thing is that what they will do is threaten you. We're going to go to the Planning Commission.
Absolutely.
So you can't put in your development unless you give us what we want.
Absolutely.
And they really want to get us out of our cars. That's what it's about. And of course, there's nothing wrong with riding a bicycle if you want to ride a bicycle. But, you know, the fact that they are using these environmental rules and regulations to take away our property rights, to keep us from developing on our property, and then, of course, to force people to put in these. We have to pay for all of these things with our taxes, and instead of fixing the potholes and fixing the streets, it's all about bike trails.
It is about bike trails, and it's about walking paths, and it's about diamond lanes on the freeway, and it's about restrictions. If you don't do it away, you will be restricted.
We will block anything getting done. We will keep coming back again and again and again, and we will tie you up in court, and it'll cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars to fight it. Better just give in and do it what we want, and take away your property rights, take away your development rights. You know, we have free lawyers, and we're going to make your life miserable, and they do make people's life miserable. And where is the outcry from the good people?
I think the outcry is hidden. I think the outcry, there's not a known, nobody knows there is a reason to have an outcry. I don't think anybody, but now it's coming to the fore, but I don't think anybody really thinks this is an issue. They look at something like that story and they'll say, well, yeah, but they're building development and give the people a bike path, and they don't realize the depth of it, and they don't realize the implications for giving these people their own way. They did block until this one housing development started working on renewing this brand new bike path. They did stop another development from being built by this company. And there's a handful of people who want their own way, who want a bike path because that's what they want to control. They want to say, we control the big builder and see how great we are. And it's, I don't know where it comes from, and they act as if they are spoiled children who have to get their own way, and if they don't get their own way, they will have a temper tantrum. And as a grown-up, that temper tantrum comes in the form of extortion or a downright banning or bribery. It comes in all forms just so they can get what they want. And I don't think these people even realize the extent that they're feeding into the UN agenda.
And, Chris, there is a master agenda. That's the thing. You really need to get an Agenda 21 and read it through, and you can get it on the Internet. We do have an Agenda 21 here for Santa Cruz, put out by our group here, the Agenda 21 group. And basically, they wanted to block development of our highways. They wanted to keep our highways narrow and winding rather than have them wide because, of course, they feel that they have control by creating chaos. And they've been working at this here in this area for 30 years. Control through chaos is their slogan. And it's all about controlling you and forcing you out of your automobile.
It is, and I think the biggest fear factor that they're putting out is this global warming, where everything you do affects global warming, and you drive your car and you're killing the earth, and I think that the great scam of global warming is taking a huge effect.
Well, of course, you know, there's the latest report is that they're actually the ice caps are melting, both the North Pole and the South Pole up on Mars. And, of course, the ice caps there, which are frozen CO2, are melting on Mars, and nobody has asked why the ice caps are melting on Mars. And somebody suggested that maybe the Martians are just driving too much. Nobody ever, of course, what they're doing is actually trying to confuse us. Basically, global warming has to do with the sun. We go through cycles. Yes, we have a global warming situation. It began in about 1640, mm-hmm. and we've been warming ever since 1640. And then, of course, while we're warming, and now probably the ice and snow are melting up on Greenland, but people have forgotten why Greenland is called Greenland. It's called Greenland because when Leif Erikson went there 1,000 years ago, Greenland was green. And then they went into a global cooling period, and then we've started a global warming period, and most of what was being taught in our schools, most of what we read in our newspapers and see on television and hear on the radio is simply a lie. And I've talked to some of the leading scientists in this world, and they agree that we're in global warming. But it's not related to anything having to do with CO2. In fact, CO2 is not more than 2 or 3% of all the greenhouse gases. Over 90% of the greenhouse gases are water. And they know that. They just don't want the public to know, and they're trying to make us think that pretty soon, you know, why the sea is going to rise another 200 or 300 feet. We're all going to be, you know, paddling around in canoes.
Mm-hmm. And the fish are going to be boiled because the water is going to be too hot, and nothing will survive.
And it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you control the media, if you control the educational system, if you control the government, and you tell a big lie often enough, and you can threaten enough scientists that you're going to cut off their grants if they don't lie and prostitute themselves, then you can convince the public that truth is falsehood, falsehood is truth, and that global warming, secondary to man's activity, is a reality. And, you know, what frightens me is so many people honestly believe what they're being told because they're told over and over and over again.
And that's all part of the brainwashing. If you continue to tell somebody something over and over again, it becomes the truth. Whether or not it's a lie, it matters not. It will become the truth because people keep hearing it and people keep saying it, and it becomes a mantra, and then it becomes truth. And it's very hard when you have someone like that, when you have a society like that, to bring them back to reality and make them see that what is being told to them is false. And in this generation of kids and their parents, there's such an immediate gratification, instant gratification. We live in such a present moment that history isn't taught the way it should be taught. And even when I was in school, we learned about climate changes and the earth and things that happened centuries ago, and that is nothing is relevant now to that in our public school system, and it isn't being taught. So all this generation knows, the younger generation that's being brought up, the grade school age kids who are being just immersed in these lies, all they know is greenhouse gases and global warming and get out of your car, and mommy, why do you drive a big Suburban, and we need to get a smaller car. And there's a lot of that brainwashing coming out, and they don't realize that nothing could have happened in the last 25 years that's causing this. It is definitely centuries of change in our atmosphere and in our globe, and nobody realizes that. And it's just a sign of society, I believe. It's part of the symptom of what we see. It's part of the symptom of the greater worry.
All right, Chris. Well, then, Chris, we're talking basically about Agenda 21. We've talked about air pollution, we've talked about water, we've talked about taking away our property, we've talked about trying to get us out of our cars. You know, what about fishing? Have you got into that? How they want to stop fishing, they want to stop commercial fishing, they want to stop sports fishing, they want to cut off completely our access out of the seas and the fish, even if there is no shortage of fish. In fact, we have pictures of motion pictures of the fishing game people clubbing salmon to death, coho salmon, and electrocuting them. Why? Because they've got to create a shortage so they can justify all these rules and regulations. You've got to have a problem before you can solve it. It's only logical.
That's very true. We have up in Bodega Bay here and all up the northern coast of California, fishing families, professional fishermen who have raised their families, generations of fishermen, and have gone out, and now they're dying off. They're losing their boats, they're losing their houses because of the environmental restrictions. And they know there's no reason for it, but if they can't start crab season, I think this year the crab season was held off for a week, so that's, I think, a huge economic impact on these people and on our whole county. We get a lot out of our crab season. It's very beneficial to our economy and the well-being of the central coast, the northern coast up here, and to hold off crab season or to hold off salmon season because somebody somewhere decided that they think there aren't enough crabs or enough famine. It's ludicrous, but there's no fighting these people. It's such a huge, huge event to tackle, a huge change that is coming around, and I think it just has to come little by little.
Hey, well, our job is, of course, to get people to understand this is all part of a much bigger issue. And here in the Monterey Bay, we talk about, oh, the Monterey Bay Sanctuary, and, oh, you know, my goodness, there's a boat out there. It's got some diesel fuel in it. Oh, we've got to pump all that out. They're going to contaminate everything. And we've got to completely stop, you know, fishing here so we can have a pristine bay. But what they're really concerned about is destroying the fishing industry, destroying the farming industry, because they want to put restrictions on the use of pesticides and insecticides and herbicides, and of course this is going to have a profound impact on our farming, which is really such an important issue. And then, of course, when there's not a food, well, of course, one of the problems that they feel is there are too many people. Have you gotten into the population explosion, and the real problem is mankind himself?
Right, and too many people, and how are we going to house them, and they're going to cluster us. If you look up, there's a website called Taking Liberty, and if you go there, you'll see a map of what Agenda 21 wants to do to our country. They want to cluster us into tiny little parcels of land where we're all on top of each other, but we can't farm because they've taken the farms away, so there's no source of food or economy. There's nothing. There's no dairies. There's no, obviously no fishing. And you can only put so many people in clusters around the nation. And it's already starting, the thought of it, and it's even in practice over in Europe and in the Netherlands and some other places, China, where if you're not quite good enough, you get to die because you don't have any use. And as I dig deeper, I know I will find out that that comes from Agenda 21, that we must decrease the population and there are too many people, so we will extinguish the ones that we can't use. We'll extinguish the ones that cause a burden and will not become fit for society and will become a burden on society. And I find that to be tragic, but it's all part of that greater plan.
And it's as difficult as it is for the average individual to believe that anything could be this wicked, there really is a plan to kill off most of the world's population. Anybody has any question, ought to go to my website, radioliberty.com, and pull down my population control agenda monograph. The population control agenda monograph, it's a few years old. I could think of a lot of things we want to add to it now, but it's still one of the best things out there. It gives you the quotations from people like Jacques Cousteau, who talked about the necessity of eliminating 350,000 people a day. Or the Georgia Guidestones, who wants to maintain the world population at 500 million in constant balance with nature, which sounds so great until you realize we've got over 6 billion people in the world, and they're going to kill off over 90% of them. They know exactly what they're doing. They have an agenda. They have a different worldview. And, of course, they encourage abortion. They encourage euthanasia. They encourage mercy killing. They encourage wars and plagues and famine. And they ban things like DDT so the malaria can spread. And people shake their heads and say, that couldn't be. No, nobody would do that. And I would ask, why not? If you are of superior intelligence and you feel that the common people are using up all your natural resources, wouldn't you really want to get away, do away with a lot of them? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or 464-8295. That's 464-8295. If you have a question for Maria on Agenda 21, if you don't know what it is, you need to go to the website, Google in Agenda 21, read it, and understand this is the Mein Kampf of everything going on today. It ties directly into the Earth Charter. Have you encountered the Earth Charter yet?
No, I have not. I have such a long way to go, and I find it both exciting and terrifying at the same time.
Well, at least you're not alone, and you've for somebody who's only been studying this for a month, I think you're doing great.
Well, it's so important, and my family, of course, looked at me like I was off the chart, like I had taken one step too many. And then I started to read to them, and I started to show them my websites that I found, and they're pretty much aware now and are starting to talk amongst their friends very cautiously. Talk amongst their friends about what's really happening. I think that the population part of it does scare me. because who of the very wealthy, of the very gifted, are going to choose who goes and who stays? How does any society put up with that? How does any society fight back on that?
Well, of course, they did it in Hitler's Germany, and of course, what we're seeing here in America is simply a replay of what happened in Hitler's Germany, and the same forces are financing the movement in here that financed the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute there in Berlin, you know, in the 1930s. Of course, that was the Rockefeller family and the Rockefeller Foundation, and of course, they're funding this population control movement in the world today. Of course, in those days, they didn't have a Bill Gates and Warren Buffett,
right,
who are dedicated to population control, and that's why they want to vaccinate all those children in third world countries, because we're from America, and we want to help you with vaccines that are loaded down for children with toxic doses of mercury. They know exactly what they're doing, and you got to be pretty evil to do that. Mm-hmm. Billions of dollars you got to spend destroying the minds and lives of children over there, because it influences fertility in animals, and not only in one generation, but several generations in the future. And, of course, the animals are never able to reproduce, and that's exactly what they want. But they can't tell the common folks what they're really up to, can they?
No, they can't, because it also, I mean, you mentioned the Rockefeller Foundation, and everybody goes, oh, and what Bill Gates just did, and with their huge billion-dollar grants, millions of dollars, and everybody thinks it's so sweet and charming. You know?
It really is. It's really sweet and diabolical.
Oh, it's horrifying.
And, of course, basically, there's not millions, it's billions of dollars that they have.
Yeah.
And they're going to invest those billions of dollars destroying the lives of children in the third world countries, because, after all, aren't there too many little black people in the world, and wouldn't the world be a lot better off without them? And I would suggest that every individual is a unique human being made in the image and likeness of God. And the attitude of these superior elite people who are willing to destroy the lives of people in third world countries, but that's because they worship as if in God, they dream as if in dream. We'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up today's program here at Radio Liberty. Have you ever wondered why the incidence of cancer and diabetes and heart disease is increasing in the United States? Are you eating a lot of food that's loaded with sugars in them? Or are you certainly eating prepackaged meals that are loaded with MSG? Or are you drinking Diet Coke that's loaded with aspartame? What are you doing to protect your health? What are you doing to protect the health of your family? Well, most people really don't understand the importance of good nutrition, so I've compiled a list of the books on health, the tape sets, the videos, the vitamins and minerals and herbal products that Radio Liberty carries, and the doses of the products that we recommend. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Radio Liberty Health Catalog, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And remember, proper nutrition is essential for good health.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. And our guest this evening, of course, was Maria Donnelly, or this afternoon was Maria Donnelly. And we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to the message she had and you'll want to get. Of course, we have something called Sustainable Development. It's a syllabus. We have a 4-tape set. And it goes into a lot of these things that we've been talking about today. And if you'd like to learn more about them, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And certainly you'd want to get our syllabus on sustainable development, our 4-tape set on sustainable development. You'd want to get our video on sustainable development. We do actually have a copy of the Agenda 21 program that was released here in Santa Cruz. It's important. Now, if you'd be interested in going to this meeting, it's the 13th of September. That's a Saturday. Why, call Orlean Coulomb, 707-539-8393. That's 707-539-8393. And of course, if you need more information, you can always call our 800 number, and we'll put you in touch with Orlean. But she's bringing in people from all over Northern California and bringing in some excellent speakers. And Michael Shaw will be there, and a couple of other people. And there's going to be a breakfast. And then, of course, you'll have an opportunity to find out what's going on in other areas. But you need to have this information at your fingertips, and you need to be able to discuss this and explain to people why the price of electricity is going up, why the price of oil is going up. There's no oil shortage. You really need to get our 4-tape set on oil, the book we have called The Energy Non-Crisis. That's The Energy Non-Crisis by Lindsay Williams. And we've checked out the story. It's absolutely true. There's plenty of oil. They're not developing it because they want to drive up the prices. And go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, pull down my articles on oil, and I point out the very simple economic fact. When there's shortages, the price goes up. When there's abundance, the price goes down. Which do you think that the oil companies really want? The price to go up or the price to go down? And, of course, they want it to go up because they make more profit. That's why they've shut down almost half of our gasoline refineries. We have lost half of our gasoline refineries in 30 years and not built one single new oil refinery here in the United States. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that we're subsidizing the building of nuclear power plants in China and in North Korea, but we can't have them here in America? Because, oh, shucks, we just don't know what to do with this spent fuel. And if you believe that, why, of course, you probably believe in global warming as well. We have a 4-tape set on global warming, an update, a recent update on it. We have an old set. We have a new set. We have so much material here at Radio Liberty. If you'd like to know a little bit about how they're destroying the lives of our children with vaccinations, you need to get a new video we have by Dr. Ayub, and it's simply on vaccinations, mercury vaccinations, and, of course, the fact that they want to give the influenza shots loaded with mercury to women in their first trimester of pregnancy so that mercury will go to the child's brain, the forming child in the womb, and destroy it. And they want to give it to 6-month-old children. Why would you want to give them a toxic dose of mercury? Why would you want to give it to the elderly when the statistics show it increases the incidence of Alzheimer's disease 1,000%, and as Alzheimer's disease is expanding? And if you want to verify what I'm saying, you need to see the video with Dr. Ayub, and we carry that. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, the 1,000% of the incidence, increase in the incidence of Alzheimer's disease comes from Dr. Fudenberg. And if you want to, of course, we can send you the page from his website. That's Dr. Fudenberg. You can request that. But 1-800-544-8927, ladies and gentlemen, you need to find out what's going on. They talk about how, you know, we've got all the problems, we've got too many people in America. Why do we have too many? Because they've encouraged all the people to come in here illegally. And now, of course, we're going to have everybody's going to have a chip and an identification card and more control over the individual, because we've got all these illegal aliens in here, and they might be terrorists, and everything is a scam. And when you understand that, you can understand what's really going on in America.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-419-2335. 800-419.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Laura Lee Scholl. A tantalizing question in the JonBenet Ramsey murder investigation: what hidden evidence might prosecutors have against the suspect? Warren Levingston is in Boulder.
While John Carr awaits his transfer to Boulder to be charged in the murder of JonBenet Ramsey, some in the legal community around here wonder aloud whether prosecutors have enough evidence against him. Tripp DeMuth, the former assistant Boulder County DA, says he doesn't believe the Colorado Bureau of Investigation was consulted before the arrest.
They haven't been asked to do any DNA comparison to this guy, or handwriting comparison, or footprint comparison to this guy.
Though DeMuth says if there is a match of some key evidence, like a palm print found in the Ramsey home, then in his words, we're cooking with gas. Carr is expected to be here within days unless he challenges extradition from California.
The escaped prisoner who caused the Virginia Tech campus to close today is now in custody. William Morva is believed to have killed a sheriff's deputy and an unarmed hospital guard. This is IRN.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le riz."
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-335-3119. Discover the secret to